Orange County Executive Edward Diana made the following announcement.
I will be going to the county legislature at its next Ways and Means Committee meeting and ask for funding of $1.2 million for this initiative, spread over a three-year period of time. It's about $400,000 per year. There are 18 school districts in this county, 17, and then BOCE makes 18. We will see how we distribute that funding at those school districts, how we enhance their programs, how we make them better. So that's a new initiative. I believe it is by far the only county in the state of New York that has ever put up some funding for this kind of issue.
He also announced the formation of a blue ribbon panel and board where members are volunteers and there is no cost to the county. He said his deputy county executive, James O'Donnell, will chair the board, and the board members include Terrence Olivo, chief operating officer for Orange Ulster BOCES, and Kenneth Maxwell, who's the vice president of security for JetBlue Airways and a retired FBI investigator. Again, here's county executive Diana.
We believe this is a three-pronged approach: schools, mental health, and law enforcement. We'll provide the county a way to improve safety and help the prevention of violence in our neighborhoods across Orange County and our schools.
The Republican said without the support of the county legislature, the initiative cannot move forward as planned. Here's Republican chairman of the Orange County Legislature, Michael Pillmeyer, who supports the plan.
And I believe I will get the support of the 20 other legislators. This is a very, very positive approach. I think it's just a great scenario for Orange County.
He says County Executive Diana will present his plan to the Ways and Means Committee next week, and Pillmeyer expects the plan will be approved there and then head to the full legislature next month, where he expects no opposition.
This is such a paramount issue in this county and across this country that I don't believe the legislators will hesitate 1 minute to support this. And I believe it's spread over 3 years. I don't think it'll be a great impact on the county budget.
When asked from where the money would come, Diana replied, from surpluses, and
we have some increases in sales tax, so we'll not cut other services to do this. We don't have to do that at this point in time, and don't plan on it.
He said each school district would submit a written plan on school safety to enhance the plans already in place. The plans would then go to the Blue Ribbon Panel, and a decision would be made as to how much money each school district would be allotted. Diana said he believes both the state and federal governments should be involved.
The more talk we can have at the federal level, at the state level, is very important on this initiative. And hopefully they take this model and maybe move it even across the nation. That's how good I think this model could become.
He said he is speaking with his local state assembly members, state senators, the governor's office, as well as with New York's U.S. senators and congressmen to push for more funding. Reporting from WAMC's Hudson Valley Bureau at the State University of New York at New Paltz, I'm Allison Dunn.